Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. If you've already listened to many of these, you'll know that I have a heart for leadership, or at least doing it the right way. Not that I've figured it out, because I don't think you ever truly figure it out, but I have been fortunate, certainly in my earlier days of life, to experience some great leaders. And one of the greatest I ever worked with was Dick Thompson. Now, he was overlooked, underappreciated in some ways in the logistics world, because he had those skill sets that most great leaders show, but they don't seek attention. It's humility and how you approach people and not barking. So it's a wonderful way of doing leadership. And I saw him do the hard things in front of me, but as the appropriate method and treat people with dignity and respect, he wasn't going to make a show of them or even speak about them. So he gave me some advice when I first started, and I can remember this day. I was given the opportunity to run a location, and I think we had about 120 people, and I was in my mid-20s. And I just come out of a role of being an assistant manager. Now, an assistant manager is under somebody, so they still have that bit of protection. So they're assistant manager. But when you get moved into a manager's position in about any industry, you are running the show. Certainly as a service center manager in logistics. So I was running the show, and I remember the manager I worked with in another location. It was in Charleston. He took me to the front steps of Florence, which I was becoming a manager in, and dropped me off. I felt like a kid being dropped off at college when their parents drop them off at college. You know, you have your stuff in your hands and you see them driving off and leaving you on the front steps. I had great direction from Gary Jarrett in Charleston as well. Very fortunate to have worked for him. And now when he dropped me off on the front steps, I went in the building, and right across from my office was Dick Thompson's office. What a blessing. What a blessing to spend a year and a half being mentored by Dick Thompson. And he had a great way of mentoring. He would give you advice without pushing it on you. Although he knew a lot of the people there, he would kind of stay out of the way because he wanted me to build the relationships. But here's the number one thing he told me, and I'll never forget it. He said, you know what? You're going to get a lot of business advice from people. You're going to get a lot of leadership advice, but I want you to know this one thing. I want you to go out in that break room where the drivers are and drink coffee. Sit there and drink coffee. And at the time, I was going like, well, wow, I've got my MBA. I've been in a leadership development program. I've come up through, you know, several different things, been trained. And here is the bit of advice that he gives me as the number one piece of advice. Go sit where they are and drink coffee. Now, I didn't like coffee at the time. In fact, I'd never tasted it. In fact, well, I probably had tasted it, but hated it. Kind of like at the time, bourbon, that's another story. Or vodka, that's another story. But I did not like coffee at the time, but I learned to like it. I learned to like it. But the point of the story is not the coffee. Because here, what he was telling me to do, go where the people are, go where they are, find them where they are, and hang out there and listen and get to know them. Now, those were before the days of the cell phones. So there wasn't that temptation, or there wasn't the temptation of going out there and being distracted about what I was reading. I wasn't reading the paper. I wasn't looking at a cell phone. I wasn't looking at a computer screen. I was there. Now, there's a little nuance in this that I've seen other people do. I did not take a sheet of paper and say, okay, now, Andy, tell me about your family. Tell me about your hobbies. Tell me about what what you don't like here. Tell me what you like here. That is check sheet hanging out. Do not check sheet hanging out. That is a questionnaire, check the box, Let me make sure I know this. Let me say that I've done it. That is check sheet hanging out. Don't check sheet hang out. Just hang out. And you'll hear, you'll listen. And over time, what you'll hear is you'll listen to what their needs are. You do ask questions about, hey, how's it going? They'll tell you. You'll say, tell me about your family. They'll tell you. And then, you know, just be available. Be available to listen. You will be very surprised at what happens. That number one bit of advice from Dick Thompson, and he gave me many, many pieces of mentoring that I'll never forget. But that was the number one thing. And he told me it was the number one thing. Just go get a cup of coffee and hang out where they are. Try it. It's so simple, but it's often missed. If you have any questions or any thoughts or concerns or want me to help you along your own personal journey in business, you can find me at circleofthepanda.com. I wish you all the best and peace to you.